The playing basketball court at Salem High School is named in honor of Everett S. Dean, a Washington County native who achieved great success throughout his life as an athlete and coach. Everett was born in Livonia, Indiana on March 18, 1898 and enjoyed playing sports from a young age, notably playing basketball at the Hardinsburg, Indiana Grade School playground in his youth. While attending Salem High School, not only did Everett star on the basketball court, but he was also a lead player on the football and baseball teams. Salem High School's basketball team saw great success while Everett was on the team, even competing in the state basketball tournament in 1917, which was Everett's senior year. Everett enrolled at Indiana University in 1917, where he won letters in football, basketball, and baseball as a freshman. Specifically in basketball, he made the Big Ten Conference and the All-America squads playing at center. Everett was Indiana University's first All-American basketball player. As a senior, Everett served as a captain of the Hoosier basketball team and received the BTC Medal for Proficiency in Scholarship and Athletics. However, even though Dean saw great success as a prominent college basketball player, he was also one of the nation's leading college baseball players and received several major league offers to enter coaching. Basketball, baseball, and academics undoubtedly kept Everett extremely busy while he was in school, but he also found time to dedicate to work in order to pay his tuition at Indiana University. Working on a pick and shovel crew as a clothing and jewelry salesman, and as a lifeguard during his time at IU. He was also active in the Alpha Tau Omega fraternity. In 1922, Everett married Lena Graves, the same year that he graduated from IU. That same year, he accepted two coaching positions at Carleton College in Minnesota, one in basketball and one in baseball. During Everett's brief 3 years coaching at Carleton College, he won 3 conference championships in basketball and 1 baseball title. His Cage teams won 48 out of 52 games and were declared Middle Western champions. In 1924, Everett returned to Indiana University to teach baseball and basketball in a coaching school, and later in 1924 officially joined Indiana University as a coach of the basketball and baseball teams. During Everett's 14 years coaching at Indiana University, his baseball teams won 3 BTC titles and finished runner-up 4 times, and his basketball teams won Big Ten Conference titles in 1926, 1928, and in 1936. It was under Everett's coaching that Indiana University won its very first Big Ten Conference title. Everett Dean accepted basketball and baseball coaching positions at Stanford University in 1939. In 1942, his basketball team won the NCAA title with a 53-38 triumph over Dartmouth College, the first NCAA championship for the state of California. In addition, Everett's baseball teams won 3 Pacific Coast Conference titles during his 13 years of coaching baseball at Stanford. After the 1950-1951 basketball season, Everett gave up his basketball coaching position and focused on coaching baseball until his retirement in 1955. After retiring from Stanford University, Everett returned to his native Indiana, residing in Orleans for many years. In 1984, at the age of 86, he served as an honorary coach for Bobby Knight's Olympic basketball team. Everett was always known as a gentleman, and in fact, he was referred to as the gentleman coach by many of his friends and colleagues. Although Everett left his IU coaching position in 1938, he was always an involved alumnus of the university and even served as president of the Indiana University Alumni Association in 1969. Everett also took a great interest in local history and contributed greatly to the creation of the John Hay Center. In Everett's native community, in addition to being honored by Salem High School, he is memorialized in the Walnut Street mural off of the city square. Nationally, Everett is honored as a member of the National College Baseball Hall of Fame, inducted in 1950, and was also inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in 1966, the only coach to be honored in both halls. In addition to coaching, Everett has also authored 2 books, Indiana Basketball, released in 1933, and Progressive Basketball, released in 1942. Everett Dean died on October 26, 1993, at 95.